Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential, getting to live the best life. We are conveying the sentiment that if we are to get to where we want to get to in life, we at some point have to become extremely determined to reject mediocrity, to embrace individualism and personal responsibility, and to pursue opportunities for growth and fulfillment versus opportunities for comfort and security, which turns out is a false sense of security. I don't like to attack jobs because people have to do jobs, and I do job, and many people will do jobs. That's how the world go around. But understand that any person who have a job can lose their jobs for any reason at any time. And that is something that you must come to terms with. And what I'll say as a precursor, or not as a precursor, as a prelude, or as a conclusion, or as a suffix after saying that, for want of a better term, I'm getting my term all mixed up here, but what I'll say is that they can decide how much they pay you, but they don't have to decide how much you make. You decide how much you make. And I'll say that again, and I'll clear it up for you before I get into the podcast. They can decide how much they pay you, but they don't decide how much you make. You decide that. What do I mean? We all don't have to be business people. We all don't have to start a business. We don't have to have all these things going on the side or being our main thing. What I'm saying, you work, you save some of that, you find profitable investment that can earn you an income outside of what you do. You learn, you grow, you put time into it, you put effort into it, and you get your money to work for you in a ton of areas, whether it be real estate, intellectual property, stocks, you name it. There are things out there, if you're willing to put in the time to master, you can go on with your career, go on with your life, but in the background, you have something that is going to shore up your finances outside of this false sense of comfort that exists. So when it blows up, when this thing turn around on you and you don't have that job anymore, you have something that you have created for yourself. That's for the people who don't want to do business. For my business people, we know how it works out there. So we want to talk about one thing that is often not spoken of. You don't hear it very often when it comes on to success and personal development and building something, creating something, designing a larger vision for your life. And it is common for us to talk about the positive mental attitude, the PMA that we must bring ourselves into every day, the empowering thoughts that we must immerse our minds in order for us to get to where we want to get to. No amount of regrets about the past and no amount of anxiety about the future can bring you to where you want to go. In fact, these things deteriorate your creativity, blocks your potential, and retard your progress and your growth. It destroys effort. It destroys momentum. The negative thinking and the negative outlook and the anxiety about the past. I think it was Wayne Dyer who said, "No one knows enough to be pessimistic. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You don't have a crystal ball. You are supposed to. You're supposed to believe in the best. You're supposed to expect the best." But expecting the best and believing the best is only reserved for those who are working towards the best, actively participating. And it's something I always talk about, how I grew up in the Christian faith, and the Christian religion is based on the Bible. And the Bible have countless examples of God illustrating in no uncertain terms that it is your efforts that will determine your blessings and your altitude and your progress. But still, we have the whole mass of people in worship who don't want to do anything and want to leave everything to God. And it was one of the greatest contradictions that I used to see when I was growing up. But let me make the point for you, and let me make it clearly and concisely. The positive attitude, the high expectations, the empowering belief systems that you must force yourself and make yourself adopt, coupled with that is what is not too often talked about, is the idea that you must also hold yourself accountable. It's a two-way street. It's a two-side of the coin type of scenario. When you are expecting great things, when you are working towards things, when you expect to have things, when you are positively thinking about something that you want to manifest in your life, you must hold yourself accountable. In the sense that you are staying on top of yourself to be putting in the time and the effort to expect these positive outcomes. So, you know, we're in a culture and in the cliches that states that things will work out. One day this will happen. One day I'll be okay. One day I'll get these things. It's only a matter of time. All those are cliches. It is more, one day I'll work things out. One day I'll make this happen. One day I'll make this right. Because I am actively working towards it. I am willing to do whatever it takes. And I will persevere until. So, the positive speak needs accountability. The empowering speak needs accountability. The avoidance of negativity needs accountability. It has to have attached to it real effort and real investment of time and resources to manifest these things that you are expecting and that you are positive thinking about. So when you hear all these cliches about my day will come, one day I'm going to do this, it's only a matter of time, this is going to happen for me too, I'm just waiting on my day, I'm hoping on my day, or when my day come, or this too shall pass, all those things are most times suggesting that your ship is going to come in. But your ship is not going to come in. It's out there in the ocean. You got to swim out to it. No one is coming. Obama often said this. No one is coming. You have to go create what you want. The people in this life who get to any great levels of success are not the people who go out there and opportunities suddenly come to them. There are people who go out there and create the circumstances that they want. And it is heavily dependent upon execution, upon effort, upon an investment of time. Not upon hope, not upon purely positive thinking, not upon purely empowering belief systems. There has to be that extremely strict level of accountability that you are able to hold yourself to. And I'm hammering the point so much. I'll wrap it up here. I'm hammering the point so much. Because outside of our high expectations that we often base on low effort, there is a way where we hold other people to higher standards than we hold ourselves to the lowest of standards. We hold our kids, our co-workers, our peers, our family members to the highest of standards. They should do this. How come they don't do that? Why are they doing this? This is stupid. But then when it comes on to our own selves, we don't put any accountability steps in place to ensure that these things that we say we want, the intentions that we say we have, we're actively playing our role to create these outcomes and these results and to get these progress that we want. And the common thing to do is to hope and articulate and talk about it for 10, 15, 20 years. And then, because we are not willing to admit that we have given up, then we get to the stage where we can use age, and we can use illnesses, and we can use all other questions, and we can point the blame on our spouses and our partners and our family and the economy and our bosses and our company. We wait until that time. Then we admit. We say, well, it's too late for me to do it now. I'm old. I've done this. I've done that. And we provide to the world and to ourselves, at least the conscious part of ourselves, all these things that we have done and all these accomplishments that we have made and how far we have come as an argument to make ourselves feel better or to measure up in conversations. But in our minds, in our souls, in our heart, we're living in quiet desperation because we are riddled with regrets, because we know that there was an opportunity, there was potential in us for us to do more. But because we lacked the aptitude to build the discipline, we weren't committed enough, we slacked off, we wasted time, we were distracted, we were lazy, we did not come up with these results, and we are not able to silence our heart. When we're alone in our own quiet times, when we put our heads on the pillow, when we sit on the patio, when we take the long drives, it all starts to come back to us. And we know deep down in our souls that we have failed ourselves, even though we're presenting some facade to the world that we did great things. But in our own minds, deep in our soul, we know that we are suffering from a feeling of unfulfillment. Unfulfilled life is one of the greatest burdens to carry in our old age. Decide, determine that you will raise your level of effort to the level of wishes and hopes and dreams that you have. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.